Okay, so we're on Vav Amud Beis. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa is coming to answer the question of Rav Sheshes. The question of Rav Sheshes was that if it's true, the Rav Sheshes rule that if there's Edim in the Medina Sayyam, seemingly the water, the Mincha over here should be just go out to Chulin. So he says, Le'olam k'de amrinon mi'ikara. Really is like we said originally, meaning there's no nus in the Azara. It was just a normal sota procedure, right? And udukama, and that you said your kasha was tipuk lechulin. You should say over here that the mincha should go out to chulin, right? Because seeing as it was witnessed, therefore it should be she's not eligible for the whole procedure, and therefore it should, you can use it for your breakfast cereal. I'll tell you why. It's midrabbanan. This is a midrabbanan over here. Yeah, gezeira. It's a gezeira. Shema yomru. Lest people will say, moitzin. You can take mikli shareis from a holy kli shareis, right? One of the holy vessels. Lachol to use it for your breakfast cereal. Meaning the rule is that you're not allowed to take grains that have been put in a holy vessel and use them anymore, because it's holy now. You can't do anything with them, right? So over here, people really, they're not holy because it was a whole, she wasn't eligible for the whole process, right? So people are not going to realize that. No, because everybody hears about that. It's in the back office, yeah. And people aren't going to realize what happened over here. Okay, so therefore, it's just a din d'rabbanan. Really, in truth, you should be able to use it for your breakfast cereal. But we don't want people to think like that, to make the mistake that you can take from your kli shareis and put it into your breakfast cereal. Okay, Meisiv Rav Mori. Rav Mori has a question on this. So it's going to be a long braisa, and if you're waiting for the kasha, I want to say it's going to come at the end. Okay, so it's dinei mincha as well. Nitzmeis minchasa. If it became tomei hamincha, it touched a dead lizard. Ad shelo kodshubakli. This is still the same principles we learned earlier. If it wasn't sanctified in a kli already, meaning the kli shareis, harehi, behold, it is kukol minachos, like all of the minachos. Yeah, but tipodeh, you can still redeem it, right? Because it doesn't have kedushas to guf, you can take the kedusha and put it on some money.
Why did it have to do that? Why does it go to
the pool? Was the same as before. That's the general rule. No, it has kedusha because you put it. What's that? Because it had kedusha's peh. It was designated for a korban. So since it was designated for korban, it has kedusha, but it's just it's a lower level of kedusha, and you're allowed to redeem that. That's a different thing. That means she wasn't eligible for the procedure.
Why did it make a difference whether she put it in the kli shareis or not? It was obvious that if it was only kedushas peh and the eidim came, then for sure it would go to chulin. But if it was kli shareis, then there was
no. But Rashi says over there, which we said that she you have to poda it. Rashi said over there you poda it. Okay, so now Misha Kidsha Bikli, what if it was sanctified in the Kli? Harehi Kakol Menachos. It's like all the Menachos, but it's alright, and you have to burn it. Okay? Because basically you got a Tommy Corbin, right? It had Kedushas of Guf, and you have to burn it. Okay, now, next in. Kiddush a Koimetz. What happens if you did a Kiddush to the Koimetz? So the Koimetz is, right, that you've got your Mincha offering. And you take the mincha offering and the kohenim so you do something like this. You take a scoop with your hand. I don't know how you go in and you do it like this. And you, I can't do it. But you go, you do a certain thing, and you take this, and you put it into another kli, right? That's the kohenim. And this is a very important part of the offering. This is the main part of the offering in a mincha, is the kohenim. Is you take it from a holy vessel. You do your koimetz, you put it into a holy vessel, then you take it to the mizbeach, and then you burn it on the mizbeach. Okay, so you kiddush the koimetz, v'lo hispik lahakrivoy, and you did not have enough time to lahakrivo, to burn it on the mizbeach, on meaning in a holy burning. Yeah, ad shemeis, who? Until he died. The Baal died. Or alternatively, or ad shemeisa, he or she died. So once one of them's dead, you don't really need the mesoter anymore. Right? Because, I mean, there's no one to permit over here. To sit, you can always go to the graveyard. It's fine. I mean, it's not osa. So harehi kukol manachois is like all of the manachois, but it's sorry, and you have to burn it because you don't need it anymore. So you burn it because it was already put in a kli shareis. So therefore you burn it. Now this is the point we want over here. What happens if korev a koimetz? You sacrifice the koimetz, meaning you burnt it on the altar. In its right fashion, below his speak le'echol, and they didn't have enough time to eat shirayim. The shirayim are the leftovers of the mincha that the kohen get it. That's one of the matnas kahuna, that they can eat the barley, right? So they get the barley offering. It's a bit of a, you know, it's not the best offering because you don't get oil in it or anything. It's just plain barley, whatever. But they get it. Yeah. So now, ad shemes who. Until he died, or alternatively, or ad shemesa he, or she died. Hooray, he kukol manachois. It's like all of the manachois, but teochel, and you can eat it. Right? Sha'al sofik ba, mitachila, because the reason you bring it is because it was to on a sofik to prove if she's innocent or not. Yeah? Kipra sveka, it basically. It did a kapara on the sofik. Rashi says it's not real kapara. She's not like, you know, because we never really got to the end of the procedure over here, but it means it did its job. Kipra sveika, vaholkala, and it's done now. So as soon as you finish the whole procedure, even if one of them dropped dead, yeah, the kohen is still allowed to eat the shirayim, the remainders of the...
That's the
shirayim. Nope. Still not. Barlo Adim. No, came Adim. Shehi Tamea. Let's say Adim came, she was Tamea. Min Chasa Nisrefes. Also, it's not needed anymore because she's Tamei. And therefore, we've got no use for the covenant when you burn it. Now, this is it. Nimtsu Adeha. What happens if we were found the Adim that testified on her? And these are the Adi Stira, right? The Adi Stira were found to be liars. She was set up by an evil husband to try and make her, whatever. Zoymamim. So Mincha sa Chulin. A Mincha is Chulin. Because why? She should never have come to be taken to the base of the Mikdash at all. This was a setup. It was a fraud. It was a farce. Right, so it goes to Chulin. Wait a second. We just said, right, according to Rav Papa, that any time you put something in a kli, right, even if it was mistaken, yeah, and even in theory it should go out to Chulin, we make a gezeira derabanan, and we say, no, it's sanctified, so therefore, right, you would have to burn it. So this is a clear question on Rav Papa. Cash on Rav Papa. Okay, answer the Gemara. No. Different Adim Zomamim come out. You're bringing me from Adim Zomamim. Adim Zomamim, Kola Islahu. There is a call, there's a voice, meaning everybody's talking about it. Everybody knows what happens. It's in the local newspaper. This guy tried to set up his wife, yeah, to and it was a farce, yeah. This was a, there's no sota over here. Everyone realizes over here that this was a farce. So therefore, even though generally we make a gezeira to say in a case where she had Adim in the Medina Siyam or whatever, and because people don't realize that, these right, that was back office. Yeah, but in this case, we don't make the gezeira. So we've answered Rav Sheshis. So Rav Sheshis is good. He survived all of the kashas. Now, Tanya Kavasid Rav Sheshis. We've got a braisa saying like Rav Sheshis. Did people think he was going to make it in the end, or do you think he was going to get it? I don't know, but whatever. Tani Kavasa de Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis got a price that's exactly like him, seemingly. But, Velav Mitaime, but not from his reasoning, meaning the source he brought, right? The posuk that we had, right? The eight, right? The Nistra, the Nitmeis, the Eid Ein Ba. It's not from that reasoning. So here's the Braisa. Tahoira. So let's look at this Rashi. Yeah, over here. It says it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Tahoira. Right? See this Rashi Evans there? Tahoira, 5 lines from the bottom of Rashi, meaning going up from the bottom, 5 lines up, kind of just nearly in the middle of the line. Tahoira. So he's going to quote a pasuk. Ve'im loy nitma'a, and this is a pasuk. If she was not tamea, ha'isha, utahoira, so this is the word we're going to speak about. Utahoira, he. We can speak about the he as well. Ve'niksa, and she will be cleansed. Ve'nizra'a, and she will be seeded with zera, with a, basically she's going to get pregnant and have a baby. Okay. Ve'havalei le'michtab, the pasuk should have written, Ve'im lo nitma'a v'niksa. V'goyma. It should have said like that. V'goyma. Utahoirahi. These two words. This is the point. Right. Utahoirahi. Right. Is extra. It's ladrosha lemidrosh hachi. It's to make the drosha the following. When it says tahoira, and she's going to be nizrozera, she's basically going to be tahor and have a baby. That's in a case, right, when she's tahoira. Right. The reason she didn't pop is because she's tahoira. But not v'lo shnitzoles, not that she was saved, and nitzoles means saved, not shnitzeles, as Shim was a bit more, it's not a shnitzoles minamayim. Why was she saved from the water? It didn't affect her. Mipnei shehayu edim b'tumasa, because there were edim in a tumasa. Meaning, if a woman doesn't pop, but the reason she didn't that she didn't pop was because of the fact that she had edim in Medina Sayam, then she won't have a baby. You'll have a baby if she's really, truly innocent. Okay? Now, so let's go back into the braisa. Utahoira. When it says the word tahoira is an extra word, yeah? V'loi sheyeshla edim b'benidas ayom. And not that she has edim b'benidas ayom, then she would not have a baby. But the waters do not check her, like Rav Shesha said. Yeah? But it's a different source. We're learning from the word tahoira. Next one, it says utahoira. Now, if you notice over here, we're adding the vav over here, right? The first time we said the word tahoira, we said it without the vav, but in the Torah it says with a vav. So we're going to make a drasha from the vav. Utahoira, v'loi shetolsala zechus, and not that she was saved, meaning, right, that it was delayed because of a zechus. She won't have a baby because of that. Okay. Yeah, and third thing is he is also a quote of the pasuk. He is from the pasuk. V'lo sheyisu v'yitnu, not that they should. Is if we say give and take, right? Master or matan means given, right? Business. Master or matan is give and take. It means to literally means to lift up and to give. I mean, it means there's a discussion bar with regards to about this lady. Mazoiros belavana. The mazoiras means that the women who like spin threads, belavana, to the light of the moon. That means the ladies who gossip, right? These ladies gossip and they're all talking about that. This, you know, that lady, she was mazana with that guy. I know she's guilty. Well, everyone knows she's guilty. So in such a case, there's an opinion that the waters don't work, because if everybody knows she's really guilty. So the waters are not going to, you know, that's like we said before, you only need the salt of waters to clarify something that's not known by anybody. But if it's known that she was doing that, so therefore the waters are going to check it. So such a woman, even though the waters won't check her, yeah, she's not going to have a baby. Okay, end of braisa. So beautiful.
This is a pool that's supposed to be there.
True, this is going according to the opinion that's closest toilet. You're going to see that now.
No. Rav Shimon. Rav
Shesha does hold the closest toilet. No, he said Zechus is, it works, but there's an immediate reaction in the sense that she's going to start deteriorating. But Rav Shesha holds with Zechus. Now, the question is, which is asked, look at this question. This is the question we should have asked. Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon, we know before, said Zchus doesn't help, right? But now we've got a pasuk in the Torah that says Zchus does help. What did Rabbi Shimon said? Rabbi Shimon said, hey, it can't be that Zchus is going to be toiler, because if Zchus is going to be toiler, you're going to everyone's going to say, oh, that woman who's really tahor, nah, she's not really tahor. She just did a mitzvah. She really slept. She slept with the guy, and she's really a. So we say this. Rabbi Shimon nihi granted devov with a vav lo dorish. Right, he doesn't make a drasha of the vav. So he disagrees with this drasha. When it says utahoira, and we make a drasha from the vav to say the schos is toile, he disagrees with that. That's fine, okay. But the problem is, yeva ika yeshla edin medina suyam. The first drasha says toira. There's an extra word in the Torah says toira. How can he ignore that? He can't ignore that. Right, so we're gonna say, so answer. So how can it be? And if that's the case, comes back the kasha. Ah, if there's not going to be immediate reaction, people are going to say about the a tall woman that really she really did it, and the reason the water didn't affect her is because she's got edim and bedina siyam. So there's a kasha, Rabbi Shimon. So answers Rabbi Shimon, lo shchicha. True, it does stop the waters from working, but people don't think about that. People don't think, yeah, oh, that maybe there were Adim who saw her and they were in the Medina Siyam. Normally, if there's Adim, they come and say. So therefore, there's not going to be a problem of people saying, oh, she was really guilty and, you know, maybe there were Adim. People won't think that. People won't think that far. So therefore, he's not concerned about that. So now we've actually changed our opinion now. Before we said, early in the Gemara, we said that Rabbi Shimon holds... Yeah, that the if there's Aden Bedina Siyam, we said according to Rabbi Shimon, he would hold that the waters would work. Now we're changing that. We say we've got a pasuk in the Torah that's saying it would work. Ah, what about Rabbi Shimon's issue of we're going to say, ah, oh, there's, you know, people are going to say bad things about the Tahar woman because this is not an issue over here.
The Gemara before called it as a kasha. Since Rabbi Shimon didn't mention Aden Bedina Siyam, it must be he doesn't hold it.
We're saying because that first of all it was choizeh, the Gemara was choizeh. Let's see Rashi. Lo shchicha. There's Rashi over here, right? Below maski inshi adaitayu. People don't bring it up on their minds. L'machshedinu to suspect her. L'tahoras bahachi. So really we're saying maski means to go up. Right, it doesn't go upon the adatai, who means upon their minds, l'machshedinu to suspect l'toras b'hachi. So therefore, it's not really a question, according to the Gemara. Okay, v'had shoni le'el, and that it said before l'Rebbe Shimon midaschus lo tala, that mischus doesn't put obey edim nami lo tala, edim would also not, you know, make the waters not work. Mishum the ikati, that it was because that still lo haba kaimalan drosha. We didn't know this drosha, so we would assume in Sfarah, yeah, that Rabbi Shimon would say the same thing. But now we've got a drosha, right? The high crop. Okay, where are we on? Oh, wait, we're going to stop here.